This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Bahrain has become the latest Arab nation to agree to normalize ties with Israel as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to fully integrate the Jewish state into the Middle East. Trump announced the agreement on Friday following a three-way phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. In remarks, President Trump said he expects the Palestinians and others to follow in normalizing relations with Israel.
You'll have most countries join, and you're going to have the Palestinians in a very good position. They want to come in. They're going to want to come in because all of their friends are in.
The announcement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks came less than a week before Trump hosts a White House ceremony to mark the establishment of full relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. As the nation remembers 9/11, anniversary commemorations are being changed amid a new crisis, the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Like in past years, relatives gathered at New York's Ground Zero and heard victims' names.
Jeffrey Thomas Campbell.
But the readings were on tape, not live, which memorial leaders called a virus safety precaution. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani called it something else.
I find it disgraceful.
The change shocked Anne-Marie Demick, whose 23-year-old brother died on 9/11.
That was so hurtful, so hurtful.
She was among families at a separate remembrance set up by another organization.
Terrence Andre Aiken.
With the names read live. The pandemic also restricted the Pentagon's 9/11 remembrance, which family members could not attend. Sagar Meghani,